Hashem's help. Rabbi Natan writes. And now the beginning of the redemption. Fixing all the worlds from Purim, which is erasing the name of Amalek. We spoke about this, but we'll speak again that the Hashem has a war with Amalek every single generation. Slowly, every time we try to explain, what was there? What was going on over there? The whole world, they all received emunah in Hashem. The whole world heard of the. Hashem gave us the Torah. After the tear of the sea, there was such a revelation of Hashem.
Awesome.
Amisa reached the peak of Emunah. He believed completely in Hashem and Moshe. He believed in the Tzaddik. There's such a revelation to have Hashem. It's awesome. And Amalek, he weakened it all with the Munah, of the Munah. That's what Amalek did. He weakened all of Amisola from the Munah. Before they all were strengthened with Emunah. Complete Emunah they had. And come Amalek came. And Amalek showed that he's not afraid.
And
the war is the war on the Emunah. Amalek had the power to overcome only someone who's weak in prayer, weak in the Muna. And therefore, anyone who has strengthened himself with prayer and Muna, that's considered erasing Amalek. That's the war. That's the war. The war is literally to strengthen ourselves with the emunah and with the power of tefillah. That's all. It's written. Haman and Achashverosh said to drink.
Says
Ha'ir Shushan Navocha. The majority of Shushan were goyim. Afterwards says that the Shushan was happy. Also then, there's mostly goyim over there in Shushan. Not only Jews. The majority was goyim. Also a bunch of Jews. The majority of Shushan were goyim. So what does that mean? The whole city was happy? The whole city was sad? The explanation is like this. Haman has a minister above. And Haman, no, he's a husk. When he was controlling, so also the minister above was controlling, in control. And of course, that influence on the whole city. And when the Sitra Acha is in control, so everyone felt it. That's why everyone was. When the minister of the holiness is ruling, in charge, then the whole city feels it, and they're all happy. All happy.
You
can also understand from this
that
a person will see a situation.
I think,
where am I connected above? I'm connected on the side of the Kedusha. I'm always happy. The war with Amalek. Today I learned in the Kutei Maran. Rabbeinu brings over there. The hands of Moshe Rabbeinu were heavy at the time of the war with Amalek. How can we explain this? Moshe Rabbeinu also fell from the emunah. That's why his hands were heavy. Because the hands, what's the hands? The Gemara says. How are we going to explain it? He fell from his tefillah. Then it brings down Torah 56. The hands, the aspect of the hands of Moshe were heavy. It's talking about someone who was weakened. What was in Mechet Amalek? Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened? Why was it heavy for him? Why? Was it weakened from his emuna? Don't put down your hand. Don't put down your hand. The hands of Moshe were heavy. It's very hard to, very difficult to explain this. Moshe Rabbeinu. From here I awaken to understand. Amalek put such kfila. He weakened everyone with the emuna and afflicted everyone. Also Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain aspect. That's why there's a war. Hashem has a war with Amalek. That's his war. The whole redemption from Mitzrayim and the spirit of the sea, Hashem revealed himself and came Amalek and broke this whole revelation. That's why there's a war with Amalek. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy. I'm bringing this as a proof. Brings over there. How does one merit to purify their hands? This is in Ishaya. When a person, when his pulse gets weakened, so in the heart there's a pulse, the beat that gets weak. The whole body gets weakened. Something that moves, it doesn't move, it stays in one place, it goes bad, right? The power of the beat, that has something always moving in the body, it causes the person to move, it cleans the blood, it cleans everything out. The main place to return back the heartbeat, the pulse, by the hands. Why? Because the hands are always busy to do. The Gemara says, the hands are always busy doing. That's what makes me move. Also a doctor, he puts his hand on the beat, on the heartbeat, and that's how he knows a lot of things about the person who's sick, through the heartbeat. Hey, when someone has a fever, by the way, you hear the heartbeat. You hear that? It's beating very fast. A low sugar that's beating very slow. The body, the heart works harder to clear out all the bad stuff from the body. There's a snake. That through him comes a sadness.
The first serpent.
What's the sadness that came?
Adam needed
to be happy with his portion. Hashem told him, you have everything besides one tree. Be happy in your portion. Yeah, you have. No, you don't have such a small portion. The whole world is yours. Yours alone. Only one little tree. You don't. Come the snake. It doesn't. No. What? You're gonna miss out the main thing. So what did he do? He put in them sadness to be sad about what they don't have. They shouldn't be happy what they have. They want and it doesn't belong to them. All the lust, especially lust for money. What is it? That person not happy in his portion. He's not happy in his portion. And he's running and running. Fast. More money, more money. What is happy in his portion? All the lust is because the person is lacking from not happy in his portion. And that's the snake. This means that he's falling from the emuna. A person would believe. What does that mean? A person happiness portion. Is what he knows. I believe this is what Hashem wants me to have. And this is what he doesn't want me to have. And that's great. That's the best thing. That's the emuna. Hashem tells you this not. So that's the best. And the snake, what does he do? He puts into a prison filth. He puts him into sadness. But what he doesn't have. Like we explained. What's the husk of Haman? Sadness.
The
person needs to have Yishvadas. Settles mind. Everything that has been done with me till this moment. Without anything that will be in the future. Just till this moment.
What
Hashem gave me until this moment. Everything is not good. Nothing's worth it for me. Look at what I have in the future. I can always be happy. Look what I have. Whatever Hashem gave me until this moment. Until this specific moment. Of course, continue in giving me every moment. Well, even whatever you give me until now, what's sadness? Something's not going in order the way I want. I say, everything else is not worth it. You forget. Forget what Hashem gave me until now. You know how to forget. Whatever Hashem gave me until this moment. What are you saying? You're saying nothing's not worth it because something's not going the way I want. That's Amalek. That's the people of Haman. That's the snake. This is the aspect of 39 melachot, works. Some people that didn't do tshuva yet, and they're working from the sunset until the soul leaves, running after money. They didn't do tshuva. Yeah, the filth of the snake, the serpent.
Okay.
That's 39 works. Which is
the
filth of the snake. Whenever a person runs after the taivas, after the lust, that's the filth of the snake. If you get clean yourself out from this filth, you won't even have to work at all. Nothing. And through this comes the sadness. And through the sadness of the spirit, then his pulse is not beating well. Rabbeinu said that all the illnesses in the world come from the spoiling of the happiness.
From the
sadness. In the heart, the pulse doesn't beating good. Not beating well. And then it goes bad. And a different part of the body is going bad. And then there's an illness.
ודאי נעשים מים בעלי כבדים. בינת שאין רוח הדופק,
then it becomes heavy. Becomes heavy. He can't move. Then the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu are heavy. The aspect of the hands of Moshe are heavy. That means that Moshe Rabbeinu had the heaviness. That means that his heart was beating well. You need a snake. The snake, the sadness of the snake a little bit entered him. In a certain aspect. Through Amalek. Amalek comes and breaks everything that Hashem built. Amalek saw everything. He saw that everyone. Hashem comes. Amalek comes and breaks it all. Even into Moshe Rabbeinu we brought some heaviness. I never realized this. Rabbeinu brings this. Who is it bringing it on? When I'm saying, it went down on Emunah, also it also affected Moshe Rabbeinu's Emunah. Nevertheless, also you see Moshe Rabbeinu's, he has a certain aspect of sadness which made his hands heavy. It's not pleasant to say something about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was angry. We don't hide anything. In our Torah, we say everything is open on the table. It's difficult to say. Look, Amalek had such an influence that even Moshe Rabbeinu had an influence. Tumah, there was such contamination in the world. So even influenced Moshe Rabbeinu. How could it be, Amalek? It weakened the whole Emunah, the whole Am Yisrael. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. The main heaviness that person will feel is in the hands. It says also by if a person has to work, be savon yadayim, the heaviness of the hands. When in this Torah, Torah on Vav 56, we talk about increasing the das, person's mind, knowledge. This whole Torah 56 has to do with Purim. So Rabbi Natan writes, Hashem Yisrael Baruch, he always precedes healing to the problem. So then this generation of Amalek, Edom, we won't have any, we won't be able to even exist. So he made healing before the trouble. He made us a wonderful miracles in the days of Mordechai and Esther. That through this will be the whole Geula, the last Geula, to Mordechai and Esther. Even Esther, she said, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, Hashem, why did you leave me? It was such a hiddenness. Only Mordechai knew everything that's going on. He knew it's all mercy. It's all mercy. Only Mordechai knew this. They all thought it's hidden. It's only judgment. Everyone thought, even Esther. When you see that the wicked ones are succeeding, it's such a judgment in the world. What can you say? It's a very difficult test in Emunah. Because the whole Emunah is to believe that there's no bad in the world. It's all mercy. Even you see the worst thing, it's all mercy. To believe that it's all mercy. For one moment, you think that it's not mercy?
שפה
מה זה? He didn't hold in this point in the Muna.
רק מרדכי יחידי.
Only Mordechai is the only one.
He
held in the Muna till the end.
אפילו אסתר.
Even Esther.
כשעמדה מול הניסיון הזה.
And she stood in front of this confronted this test.
כי בעת חולה שאלתי את עצמי.
I asked myself.
הרי כתוב שכשנכנסה לבית.
So that when she entered to the king.
אז היה מלא צלמים.
There's a lot of idols. The Ruach HaKodesh left her.
Oh,
what's the problem? Why can't she say, Hashem, why did you leave me? The Ruach HaKodesh left her. Yeah, so when Moshe Rabbeinu says that the power told him to daven, he said, I have to go out of the city. Because whenever there's klipos, there's the idols, you have to go outside.
So
why are you blaming yourself that you didn't have a munah? We see from here. Also, when she asked, she asked Mordechai, what sin? Not what was going on literally, not what was going on in the Maaseh. Asking her, what's the sin that caused this to come upon us? She wasn't dealing with politics. She wasn't a politician. She didn't hear news and didn't care what happened exactly. What happened? Haman gave them money. What was going on exactly? No, that's not what Esther was doing. So it wasn't dealing with politics. She understood there's a decree. She asked Mordechai right away. What sin did they have done? That's what also over here. She didn't say, no, okay, I'm not guilty that I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. Right away screamed to Hashem, why do you leave me? So what if there's idols? You have to be with me all the time. I feel like Hashem's not with me. I need to scream out to Hashem, why do you leave me? Not to say to find why is this happened. No, you have a hiddenness of Hashem. Scream out to Hashem, don't hide your face from me. What's your face? Mercy. Don't hide your mercy. I should know everything's mercy. Reveal that everything Hashem does is mercy. Don't hide your face from me. I should always see that everything is mercy, even the worst things. And that was the biggest miracle, which is the light of Purim, which is drawn down to us to see. You see a horrible
thing.
The whole city, everything, the whole state, and all around there's a horrible decree to kill this, that. It's all mercy. Never confused, regardless of what goes on. That's the light of Purim. The person will see that everything is mercy. He will never weaken himself. Never get weak. He should see it's all mercy. Strengthen the emunah. That's the light. So we can stay existing and withstand all the tests in this galus, this exile. I heard another something. Why all the festivals will be nullified when Mashiach comes and Purim will never be nullified? So tell the person that Mashiach coming, there's miracles. So this Purim, there's decrees. Days of Purim is never nullified because there's always decrees. There's always decrees and always miracles. Until Mashiach comes, there'll be a hiddenness. There's a hiddenness. We don't see Hashem. There's always Hashem will be hidden from us. So if there's a decree, you have to remember and understand that we just have to do tshuva and see what we have to do tshuva. Hashem. I told some Rosh Shiva yesterday. Hey, Rosh Shiva. Tell him like this. Everything they say in the news, they call it news. It's just to confuse the people not religious yet. Confuse them. Why? You see that they're really against the Haredi, they're against the. just to confuse them. Really, it's all growing. It's all growing. Am Yisrael is getting stronger. More people doing tshuva. So many people doing tshuva. So you can't even listen to them because it's confused them. If you listen, you can be confused yourself. It's to confuse them. You see, oh, yeah, we're going to go against the Haredi. Yeah, yeah. In the meantime, they won't deal with us. Yeah, more yeshivas, more Bali Tshuva, more people learning, and more afatza. Someone who listens to the media, he probably wants to get confused together with the Chiloni. That's how Hashem made me understand. Hashem did it all to make to confuse them. That they see, yeah, we're going against the Haredi. Just confuse them. We're sitting and learning. We're only going to grow. The more they make us suffer, we're going to grow more and more like they did every time. It's all growing. The Geula is going to come up. See, Hashem is building out Yisrael, building Yerushalayim, also physically and spiritually. Someone wants to get confused, you turn on the radio and listen. We see already the Geula coming. Literally, see the Geula coming. Today there's a making our siyum of Likutei Maharan. A lot of people in the yeshiva were tested every week, or every 2 weeks, making our siyum. Every year and a half. Now we're into the Siyum. Avdan Shavle. Amen, amen. Hashem's helping Mary, dude. So a while in the yeshiva. Every week there's a test on the Likutei Moran. And as I said, every day they learn. But 50 avichim learn the Likutei Moran. But you, and they learn it deeply. So I make the siyum now. After they're going to have some refreshments. Afterwards. Also, they're doing the rifle of people who didn't speak during the learning. I saw with Hashem's help in the Tanya. I saw the Tanya in Perek Ched. Scary thing. He says like this. Things which are nullified. Person who cannot learn. Person doesn't know how to learn. He's going to put himself in the kafakela as a horrible place in the next world. The people who knew how to learn and they stopped in the middle of learning, there's nothing to help them. Someone was able to learn, and he's not learning. Kafakela is not enough for him. Only horrible punishment. What's the most horrible thing that a person talks in the middle of learning? So what? What's the worst thing? The person goes with women, Gidu Arayas. He's learning, he stops in the middle. Mark talks about horrible things if someone stops in the middle of learning. I thought, in the middle of learning, Rabbeinu says, Torah Nunvav, 56, to come to a long life through learning Torah. That's it, the Torah is the name of Hashem. And the same way you need to call someone, you call his name. Also, you need to call Hashem, he's life. You learn the Torah, you're calling him, he brings life to you. He called him by his name. And his name is the Torah itself, all the words of the Torah.
Cut about it.
The horrible punishment of someone who's stopping in the middle of learning. He's starting to learning. It says that when someone starts learning, Kadosh Baruch Hu turns right away to him. He turns from all these things. He called him. He said, Bereshis, you called Hashem. Hashem turned to him. Yes, I'm in front of you. What do you need? He said, Bara, again, you called Hashem. Every word say. And right away, you talk to your friend. Hashem turned to you, talking to your friend. Even if it's just human beings, you're talking to someone, and suddenly someone goes, you start talking to someone else in the middle. It's a disgrace. So of course, you're talking to Hashem. You're talking with Hashem. And he turns from all this, what he's busy with, and he's talking to you. Then you're talking with your friend, what's going on in the bank, what's going on, whatever. So Baruch Hashem. There was a few avrechim over here. They merit to hold up the. Someone who held up the Torah. Who's the one who holds the Torah? Someone who's strengthening the Torah. How is he strengthening the Torah? He learned Torah without stopping in the middle. So he's blessed that he did not. He makes the Torah stand. Of course, there's also the other side, but we're not going to mention it. So there's a bunch of Abayichim here which merit to this. Tani Dibur, that they're not talking in the middle of learning. Even made 20 seders, 30 seders without talking in the middle. Of course, you have to strengthen the people, help them, encourage them. We'll do Likutei Moharan. Receive the Torah again. People don't want to say it. No, you're supposed to say, I finished, I did Likutei Moharan. Why do you do it? It's supposed to do stuff which is exciting. Everyone will be excited. I also want to do. A lot of avichim which they strengthen, they learn Torah, they strengthen the Torah. Since we started this mivtzah, this thing, mivtzah that you don't talk about learning, the Seder got a lot stronger. Everyone knows, you don't talk. Of course, this has a great. Advantage. Nothing higher than this. Of course, if a person stops without learning, you'll never acquire his learning. You're cooking something for 20 years. Every 5 minutes, taking off the fire, you'll never cook. You're supposed to let it sit. That's the same thing with the learning. A person was learning for 20 years. So if you leave it on for a few hours, then you'll start cooking something. If you stop in the middle, first they're going to do. You're going to do the rifle now. The rifle is also for single boys, also for married people.
נראה את האורחים העיקרים שצריכו להיכנס לגורל זה יצחק אביסרום, נחמן בר יעקב כפול שניים, חיים ברבילאי, גודלי ססון, יעקב גניש, יונתן דחליקה, ערן חדד, עוד פעם כפול שלוש, 34 סדרים לאחר שניים דיבור, סגיב יפת, משה כהן, גלעד לוי, אורי נשולם גם כן לאחר הרבה 17 סדרים, נחמיאס מרדכי, יצחק מלחנם, שם טוב ברק, שמחי גיא אברהם, שמרי זידן ושרה בזניר, אשרי ישראל, ברוך אשר יקים, אמרנו בר יעקב נחמן, ברוך אשר יקים דברי התורה הזאת, ולכך הוא גרם. אנחנו צריכים להוציא שלוש שמות, וזה תבוא אחד עוד 500 שקל, כפול.
Okay, each one, he's taking out three names, and each name is only 500 shekels worth. People who didn't talk during this dar.
חדד
איראן, first name. Cash, 500 shekels. second name? Koyen. What?
Thank you for doing this one. In this room.
Yaakov Genish.
Oh, now three names, which will get 10 books from the Hafatza room to distribute, to sell. They get for free.
Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachman.
I'm going to say it.
Salam Khanan.
It's a holiday.
Khanan Salam.
It's a holiday.
What?
It's a holiday.
Shem Tov Barak. Kula Kuhn. Thank you. Oh, Ulan Sam Kuhn.
Now he's doing for the Bachurim, the single boys from downstairs.
How big was the group?
That was, I didn't talk?
No, they were learning, just learning. Put them on.
About 50 Avechim. Yeah.
They finished it? Like,
yeah. 50 were finished. I don't know if it.
Yes.
$300 prize number one for the single boys, $300. It says the gold silence is worth gold. This what says about this. Beautiful, huh?
Never seen that.
Avidan Shablev is the guy who tests everyone, and he for sure finished it many times already. The Tim Oran. He that Rav over there. What? Yeah, from beginning to end. Afterwards, they have refreshments outside and there, I think. Because they don't eat in here, the Rabbani doesn't let.
Yeah, it's the living room.
You don't need it in the living room, exactly.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
You came in the middle, right?
Yeah, thank you very much. Second bat.
Hey.
Thank you. Second bat, thank you.
I share upstairs. 125.
125.
So right after the fact. Because at
105.
Rabbeinu says. Talk about saying Tehillim. If a person says Tehillim, you say all the Tehillim about himself.
Okay. Someone asked Rabbeinu,
or a person who says, I'm a chassid.
He
says, until I'm a chassid, Rabbeinu said, yes, say I'm a chassid.
A pious man.
He was saying, what are we? What are we? We're nothing. Afterwards we say, but we are your nation. To strengthen ourselves. Yes, I'm a pious man also. We are Hashem's nation. That's how a person has to behave. Right away he starts now the beginning. When you finish right away, safe, we always begin again. Right away he's opening the beginning, he's beginning again right away. See, Rabbeinu promised already that the Torah will never be forgotten from Am Yisrael. We get confused from the news. If I get confused, you listen to the news. They can talk as much as they want. When the Sita Acha is on his deathbed, he's trying to do things. He's at the end of it. Shmuel said the Torah will not leave
him.
Nobody forgot it from his
soul.
This composed of this book. Everyone will start now again. Help the Avir who needs to pay electricity. Whoever could help the Avir pay electricity. He could give him money. Big mitzvah. Refreshments outside and left.